I'm Natasha Jansons, and welcome to Sense in the City, the podcast where we discuss a topic even more taboo than sex. I am talking, of course, about money. This week I'm chatting to Kirsten Simpson from Vic Super. Tune in as we discuss a new and more socially conscious way of investing your super. For more information, check out www.vicsuper.com.au/socially conscious. And of course, don't forget the Women with Sense website, www.womenwithsense.com.au. Welcome to the program, Kirsten.
Thank you.
So today we are having a chat about ethical investing, and in particular, ethical investing when it comes to your super. But before we dive into it, would you mind to tell us a little bit about what exactly is ethical investing?
I guess there are two different options in the marketplace when it comes to ethical or socially responsible investing. They are a little bit different and they're offered by different organisations. At Vic Super, we offer a socially conscious investment option, which is what's known as a socially responsible investment option. Most of the mainstream large super funds also offer an option like this. When it comes to ethical investing, these are options that are generally offered by smaller boutique organisations who specialise only in these kinds of products. Our socially conscious investment option has been built to address a really wide variety of environment and social issues when compared to our mainstream competitors in the supermarket. But on the flip side, it doesn't quite go as far when it comes to negative screening when compared to the ethical funds. So what we do kind of sits in the middle of what ethical funds offer and what mainstream super funds offer.
Okay. So, but if we could just backtrack for a moment, what does it mean to invest ethically? Can you explain that concept to us a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it means different things to different people. For us, it's about providing our members with the option to align their super savings with their environment and social value. But really, it's about where you draw the line. So that's where the differences come in. The ethical funds tend to address a wider variety of issues, and they make a moral or ethical judgment on what's included in the investment universe and what's not included. When it comes to socially responsible investment options, they're designed with social norms in mind. That is, they tackle issues that are generally of concern to most of us. Many of these issues have been formalised into international declarations or agreements. So, for example, we've got a long-standing international declaration on human rights, and we now have an international accord on climate change. So these frameworks set the standards for what we, I guess, as humans think is acceptable in society. The ethical funds take it one step further and make a moral or ethical judgment on more complex issues.
So in other words, that means that when you're looking at buying shares, for example, you're not just looking at which sector or which industry you're investing in and what sort of returns they're doing. You're also factoring in things like, you know, how much are they contributing to pollution, or what are they doing about human rights and those sorts of things?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So any socially responsible investment or any ethical investment option looks at environment and social objectives as well as investment return objectives. So they both do both. The main difference is how far each of those options go and how many issues they cover.
Would you mind to give us some examples? So we mentioned that there's different sort of screening processes that you can go through depending on whether it's an ethical fund or whether it's socially responsible investing. But even if we're talking about socially responsible investing, would you mind to give us some examples of companies that would be excluded from an investment strategy in that case?
Yeah, so I mean, I can talk a little bit about Vic Super's option and what we do. It's got, I guess, three main objectives when we're helping our members take action on key social and environmental issues. So it works to help members take action on climate change. It works to help members minimise their impact on social harm and protect human rights, labour rights and the environment. So those objectives help us to decide which screens we apply to the investment option. So when it comes to climate change, we've screened out listed companies based upon what they do as a business. So if they use fossil fuels to produce energy, they're out. So most of the utility companies are out. Companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, none of those companies are in this option. Our option also extends to whether the companies hold fossil fuel reserves, whether they're proven or unproven, because if we want to keep global warming below 2 degrees, we know that the fossil fuels that are currently in the ground can't be extracted. So it's a really, really strong screen when it comes to climate change, and I think it's one of the strongest that are out there. When it comes to minimising social harm, we don't invest in listed companies that produce tobacco, for example. So British American Tobacco wouldn't be in. Companies that produce military weapons or civilian firearms. So it's quite extensive, and the list of companies that are excluded is actually really extensive in socially conscious.
And how do the fees and the returns tend to compare if you're looking at choosing a socially responsible investment option versus just standard investing?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and it's something that we know our members are really interested in knowing. It was one of the key concerns that they raised when we undertook the product research for reshaping our socially conscious option. From the get-go, we had two key objectives. Firstly, we wanted to design socially conscious so it delivered on a wide range of environment and social issues, in particular those that were most important to our members. And secondly, we wanted it to be competitive on price and returns. It took a lot of hard work, but personally, I think we've delivered on both. Our socially conscious option is actually slightly cheaper than our mainstream balanced option when it comes to investment fees, but it's also performing just as well as our mainstream option. So for me, this shows that there doesn't actually have to be a compromise. It's also important to know that over the long term, socially conscious has the same 10-year investment return objectives as our mainstream balanced option too. So, you know, we want there to be no compromise. But when it comes to some of the ethical funds, there's been some recent Morningstar research that shows that they're anywhere between 30 to 300% more expensive than mainstream options. So even if their returns appear to be good or comparable with mainstream options, it's important to think about the impact that these higher fees can have. Fees can erode balances over time, which can impact on what we know is compounding. So it might seem like a little amount that you're paying extra today, but it can add up to a large cost compromise over the long run. Something that many people aren't aware of also is that there are two types of super funds out there that you can choose from. The first type is a profit to member super fund, and that's what we are here at VicSuper. So that means that we give all of our profits that are made from our investments back to members. The second type of fund is a for-profit super fund, which includes many of the banks and most of the ethical funds. So when it comes to ethical funds, many of them also have to pay profits to shareholders. This actually carves out some of the profits because you're actually giving a portion of the earnings back to shareholders. And we know from research that this impacts on returns to members over the long term. So there's lots of things that people need to consider when they're comparing funds. I'd probably recommend that they look at three key things. The first is, you know, what kind of environment and social issues are covered by the option, and are these the ones that are most important to you? The second is, how expensive are the fees and what are the investment return objectives? I believe you shouldn't have to pay more to invest in a socially conscious way. And finally, are you losing some of your investment returns to other shareholders? So if people think about these three key steps and questions, they should be able to make the right decision for them.
Those are some great tips. Thank you, Kirsten. And just one more question for you. I'm interested in diversification and the impact on your diversification strategy if you're choosing socially responsible investing? Because I'm imagining that there's a far smaller pool of options when you're investing that way.
Yeah, I mean, it does, because you're screening out companies from the investment universe, you are reducing the number of companies that, and industries that you can invest in. We have to go through a really rigorous process that's reviewed by independent parties to look at issues like diversification to make sure that we're managing that risk to investment returns. And the way that we've structured Socially Conscious met all of those obligations. So our investment team are really happy with the outcome in terms of diversification, the projected investment returns, and the product that we've been able to develop for our members in terms of environment and social objectives. So it's been a really positive, challenging, but positive process for us.
Terrific. And if someone is interested in learning more about socially responsible investing, where can they go for some more information?
We have a fair bit of information on our website. So we've got a dedicated page that people can go to, and it's got a list of Q&As so people can find out more information on things like the asset allocation and the return objectives. They can also find out a lot more detailed information on what we're actually doing to address and meet the objectives that we've set for climate change, social harm, and protecting human rights, labour rights and the environment. We know that people that generally are looking into these kind of options are really informed, and they have some really detailed questions that they'd like to ask along the way. So we've very transparently posted all of the information on the methodologies that we've applied, so that information is easy to access and easy to understand.
Well, thank you very much for that, Kirsten. It was a very informative session, and I, for one, am certainly going to look into ethical investing some more.
Great. Thank you.